97. Experts are warning many stressed and anxious people are trying to use cigarettes as a coping mechanism without realizing the devastating effects on mental health. For decades, we've known the serious and often deadly damage that smoking does to the body, but it doesn't end there. This month, Hot 1027 is focusing on mental health while looking at the ways people are trying to cope in today's fast-paced world. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more. It's just a cigarette
and it cannot be that bad. Owner of Smoke Enders SA, Wendy Gedlow, says there's a deep level of self-deception propping up the lies we tell ourselves about smoking.
When we smoke, we believe that it calms us. We believe that it helps us to cope with stress. However, on a scientific level, smoking increases your heart rate, it increases your blood pressure.
Wendy explains from the very first puff, a chain reaction is set off in the brain.
So our bodies naturally produce serotonin, and serotonin is a hormone that makes us feel good. When we start smoking, that first cigarette normally for us is terrible. You probably remember your first cigarette. Absolutely dreadful. It made you feel like vomiting, it made you feel like passing out. However, you had another one. Why did you have another one? And another one after that.
Having kicked the habit herself 30 years ago, Wendy knows how the initial endorphin deprivation can scupper attempts to give up.
When we then stop smoking, there's a bit of a delayed reaction because we suddenly aren't getting it from the cigarettes and our body isn't yet producing it. I'm sure you've heard of people who say, oh, I couldn't stop smoking because I was so irritable, I was so angry, and that's because of that serotonin. So when people stop smoking, they need to help their body to start producing serotonin again.
Wendy says for severe cases, doctors need to be roped in.
You do get some people whose bodies are really slack and they don't start producing serotonin. And then we have to look at possibly a supplement. And sometimes we have to refer them to their doctor. You know, sometimes they need more help and we refer them to their doctor. But it's something we watch very, very carefully. Because depression is very serious.
But when it comes to smoking, one thing Wendy knows is it's never too late to stop. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News. Hot 1027.